This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news that BNY Mellon, the country's oldest bank, plans to offer cryptocurrency services to its clients. The company says it'll provide the infrastructure to store, transfer, and issue what it calls digital assets. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Storing cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, hasn't always been easy. People have to worry about hackers and keep track of passwords for their digital wallets.
And the passwords on a post-it note that gets lost or on a hard drive that gets lost, and those coins disappear.
Nate Tobik with Complete Bank Data says mainstream banks like BNY Mellon offer a layer of legitimacy, cybersecurity protections, capital requirements. NYU finance professor David Yermak says that's appealing to bigger institutional investors like hedge funds and university endowments that might be holding some cryptocurrency in their portfolios.
And they need somebody to be the custodian, just like they would if they were investing in the stock market or the bond market.
Yermak says that while more mainstream companies are looking into cryptocurrency, it doesn't mean we'll see widespread adoption.
But it greatly expands people's opportunity to spend it if they happen to own it for one reason or another.
BNY Mellon says its services will start later this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.